Good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are. Welcome to the Open Peaceful Heart Call to Love. This is Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. Everyone is muted, and we want to welcome you and thank you for joining with us. Why are we here? We wanted to gather a group of people seeking to create more peace and harmony in a divided world. To remember that love is what brings us together. We are so glad you've joined us. I know many have shared information about the call with friends. Please continue to do that. You can send them to openpeacefulheart.com to sign up for reminders. If you'd like to share any impressions, you can just reply to us on one of the emails, the reminder emails, or you can comment to on Karen Hager's Facebook page. Tomorrow, we will send out the recording and we will also be posting it on openpeacefulheart.com. So let's go ahead and get started. Just take a moment, a quiet moment, to center ourselves. Gracious Spirit, we thank you for bringing us together on this day and in this place. We ask that you be with us and support us as we seek to bring peace, harmony, and understanding into our lives and to our communities. We trust that we are all one in the Spirit and that with your guidance, we can bring change and bring more love into the world. Amen. And now Karen Hager will do the meditation.
Thank you, Kathy. I'm Karen Hager, and I'm glad you're here. I'm going to teach as I'm guided just for a few minutes, and then we'll drop into a meditation that has a couple of minutes of silence at its heart. There is a blessing of love, of acceptance, of abundant compassion that opens in every breath we take. Even in our sleep, we are in flow. This blessing, this gift, is offered no matter where we are on our journey, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what's been done to us. That can feel like starting over, or it can give us the courage to continue. It can shine a light into some very dark places, or add illumination to sharpen our experience of whatever is already good and pure. And the focused intention, the conscious seeking of that gift of love and light can bring about a shift, small at first, almost imperceptible, that affects our own hearts, and then the hearts of those with whom we're in relationship, and then growing steadily with our steady commitment to seek the light. Affects the heart of the world. And although we're not constant, although we lose the thread and wander away and get pulled off course by a million different things, large and small, although we are not constant, the gift of love and light never wavers. That flow is always ours to step into and out of, and we always have the opportunity to step away or to reconnect. No matter our choice, divine love and light is there, whether we embrace it or not, even when our actions might take us in the opposite direction. When we create hate, discord, ignorance, war, violence, bigotry, contempt, untruth, it does not destroy love. That it can create obstacles of our own design that we then have to climb over, get around, to return to the flow, to the stream, to the source of divine love. And any time, every time, we consciously return to source, we are once again opening the peaceful heart. We begin with compassion for ourselves and find ourselves holding compassionate, peaceful intention for the healing of the world. And that's why I'm here today. Might be why you're here today, to open our hearts, to join in a prayer for peace in our hearts and at the heart of the world. Let's start to drop into that flow right now. Just take a nice breath in and let it go. If anything is crossed, your arms or your legs, go ahead and just uncross yourself. And if it's comfortable for you to do so, put your feet flat on the floor. If it's safe for you, if it feels right to you, you might want to close your eyes. As you breathe deeply and comfortably, I invite you to feel the floor pushing back against your feet. That's a reminder that you are supported, that you are present in the physical body, no matter where we travel in our meditation. If you're lying down, feel how you're supported by whatever it is that you're lying on. At the heart of all prayer, of all meditation, of all healing, is the phrase, "I am here." Would you say that now? You might say it out loud or say it to yourself. Just breathe in and out. Feel the support of the physical world and say, "I am here." Continue to breathe deeply and comfortably and allow your attention to move to a relationship. Any relationship. This could be with a friend, a business colleague, a lover, a partner, a parent. As you breathe, set the intention that love and light can enter this relationship. And say out loud or in your heart, "I am here." As you continue to breathe deeply and comfortably, place your attention on the area right around wherever you are now. If you're in your home, for example, you might imagine the block that you live on, the trees, the streets, the people. Just envision your surroundings, and you may say out loud or in your heart, "I am here." Continue to breathe and allow your attention to go to the wider area in which you live, to the city or the town where you live. You might imagine the center of the community, the outskirts of that community. Where do you fit in here? How do you contribute? Do you feel accepted here? Do you feel excluded? Visualize your community and your role in it and say out loud or say in your heart, "I am here." And with every breath, you now go deeper into awareness. And you can travel farther in that awareness. And knowing that you are supported, allow your attention to move to whatever it is in the world that speaks to your heart right now. This could be something wonderful that's happening, or something upsetting that's happening. Remember that your gentle rhythm of breathing keeps you connected to divine flow at all times. And whenever you need to, you can return your attention to the floor, pushing back against your feet to remind you of that link with the physical world. With detachment, with peace, with compassion, with love, allow yourself to take a look at whatever you are guided to observe in the world right now. And you may say out loud or in your heart, I am here. With every inhale, you breathe in peace. With every exhale, you breathe out healing, abundance, connection, flow. And as you breathe into the world, because that's what you're doing right now, set the intention that you join your heart, you join your breath with all those who are working for and intending peace and balance at this time. Bring your attention now back into your heart, into your beautifully, tenderly opening, peaceful heart. With each breath in, you may receive peace, energy for love, strength for change, joy for healing. And with each exhale, you express your gratitude for what you've received, and you can see it settling in, feel it spreading, growing, taking root in you, just as you need it most right now. Let's take 2 minutes of silence to breathe into the peaceful heart. I am here. I am here. We are here. A community that isn't bound by time or place, but united in intention for peace, for healing, for balance, for opening the heart. And as you begin to bring your attention back into the circle we share, I ask you to imagine that you can send a little bit of light around the circle, that all who are open to it may now receive a little bit of light, of love, of support from everyone in the circle. Just imagine sending out a little bit of light right now. And giving thanks for what we've received, we can bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, We are grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and help us remember that we are always in flow, always connected to divine grace. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. You will receive an email with a link to the recording within 24 hours, and you can always access recordings of this gathering and past gatherings at openpeacefulheart.com. If you have comments or feedback you want to share, please do. You can always reach me via email, karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to any of the emails we send you, and it'll get right to us. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. Kathy and I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. We will gather again on Sunday, May 1st. Tell your friends. Tell people. Let's see. We can put 1,000 people on this line. Let's max it out. Let's get as many people as we can in this circle praying for, intending for peace. Thank you for being here. Until the next time we connect, Kathy and I are wishing you peace. Goodbye, everybody.